First today, industry groups have been strangely silent on news of their plans to spend millions in an anti-carbon tax advertising campaign. The campaign's still in the planning stage, but the group calling itself the Australian Trade and Industry Alliance, made up of some of the country's biggest industry lobby organisations, is developing a campaign against the carbon tax the government is still negotiating with the Greens and two independents. The campaign will target the effect of the tax on Australia's trade industries. The Greens and one independent have panned the campaign, saying it's all about destabilising the political process, that is, trying to change the government. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
When Tony Abbott issued a call to arms a month ago to the nation's big miners to become political activists and campaign to scuttle the government's carbon tax, the Minerals Council didn't appear keen.
Most mining companies would rather tackle the policy as an issue rather than be political activists.
That was Minerals Council Chairman Peter Johnston. His chief executive, Mitch Hook, batted the idea away too.
Oh, not on the agenda. Let's just get through tonight, eh?
Fast forward a month and the Minerals Council is one of a number of industry lobby groups threatening a $10 million advertising campaign against the carbon tax. The others include the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Coal Association, Manufacturing Australia, the Food and Grocery Council and the Plastics and Chemical Industries Association. The World Today contacted a number of them. The Minerals Council declined to comment. Others didn't respond. Independent MP Tony Windsor, a key member of the multi-party climate committee, says he won't be swayed by any such campaign.
Well, it may influence people. It may reinforce people to do various things. I can't speak for other people. Those sorts of campaigns don't have a great impact on me.
A couple of weeks ago, you criticised the government's plan to spend $12 million of taxpayers' money to advertise its carbon tax. But with an anti-carbon tax campaign ready to roll out, do you think, in hindsight, the government was wise to set the money aside?
No, and if it comes to a vote on that money, I won't be supporting it.
And another member of the group negotiating the carbon tax, Green Senator Christine Milne, is just as dismissive.
Look, I've got absolutely no doubt that the motivation behind a campaign from the mining industry, the Chamber of Commerce et al., is simply to try and destabilise the political process. It's not to engage in open and honest debate about carbon pricing or about the real costs associated with Tony Abbott's plan to pay the polluters as opposed to an emissions trading scheme, which is the lowest cost way to reduce emissions.
As of today, the Greens have the balance of power in the Senate.
Well, I think the industry should haul off and call off their campaign until they actually know what is being proposed to the Australian people, and then engage in open, honest, informed debate, not relying on cheap, fear-mongering slogans that actually spread misinformation.
But their ad campaign isn't going to start until the details of the carbon tax and all the assistance is revealed. So they are going to wait and see.
I am persuaded by the tenor of the remarks that have been made that they've already given their instructions to the advertising companies, and that the real motivation here is not to have an open, honest and informed debate, but instead to make a judgment that if they can run a political scare campaign, they will somehow destabilise the government and get Tony Abbott, who won't do anything, who won't charge the polluters, who in fact will try and take the money from the pockets of the community to give to the polluters.
Tony Abbott's hoping the carbon tax spells the end of the Labor government.
This is a bad tax and it's based on a lie. I think more and more Labor members of Parliament in coal mining seats and heavy manufacturing seats are very, very concerned. I think there's every chance that this tax will fall over in the Parliament, and certainly I think it'll fall over at the next election if it gets up in the Parliament.
Tony Windsor, like Christine Milne, reckons that's the industry campaign's real agenda.
I think this might be the political money coming, and this is more, my guess would be more about the next election than any debate on this particular issue in this particular parliament. The smart money in the business community would be wise to factor it in as a long-term arrangement in terms of what's going to happen in the globe and get on with business rather than be part of the political process. And if they're not too happy with that, they'll probably be an election in a couple of years where they can all stand. They seem to have plenty of money to burn.
One insider says the coalition of industry lobby groups held talks as recently as yesterday, but they haven't yet given the green light to a campaign. He says it all hinges on stitching an alliance of the groups together. If that happens, the campaign's likely to get underway once the details of the carbon tax are out. The source says the industry organisations don't dispute the need to put a price on carbon, but argue for, quote, a better way than a carbon tax based on Kevin Rudd's now defunct carbon pollution reduction scheme.
Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.